Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the 11th day of Sivan Tov Shein Pei Beis. Masechta Shviz, Perek Tes, Mishnah Ches. This Mishnah is going to teach us, how do you do the mitzvah of beer? Now, we've already explained that there are three opinions how to do beer. The halacha we follow the Ramban. The Ramban is the way that most poskim learn, and that is you simply mafgir. Beer means you take it out of your house, out into the area of hafgir. Misha hoyoloi peres shviz, a person who had the shmitah produce that he collected in his house. Vihigia shasa beer, now the time of beer has arrived. There's nothing left for the animals in the field of that particular variety. Then, machalek mozain shalosh sudes lachalachad vechad. What he can do is, he can take the food of that variety that's already gone out, there's nothing left in the field for the animals, and he can first give it to each and every person, three meals of that variety. He can do it to every member of his household. He can give it to his friends, neighbors. And whatever's left after that, he has to do beer from the house. He takes it out, puts it on the outside his front door, and he says, Acheinu Beis Yisrael, come and get whoever wants, come and get it. Va'aniyim oichlin achar beer, says the Mishnah. Therefore, the poor allow to eat even after the beer. That means they can eat the fruits of Shmita that they've collected from Hafker. Avlo yashirim, but the rich can't take it. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, and what do we mean? The rich people, what do we mean? Are rich and poor. Rich people, we mean the landowner. Poor people means other people other than the landowner. So they can be rich, physically, they can be economically not wealthy. They're called poor because they've come from other fields. They're coming from other fields. They're not coming, they're not the field landowner. The landowner is called the Osher here. And what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is, that anyone who's not the landowner can come and eat it after beer. He can zoich it from Hafka like everybody else. The only ones who can't are the landowner from which the fruits came from. The owner of the land from which these fruits came from that are declared Hafka. That's how Rabbi Yehuda learns. Rabbi Yehuda learns, the Pasuk says, V'ochlu evyoinei amecha, the poor of your people can eat. He says, only the poor of your people, not your people. And when we say poor, again, we mean everyone excluding the landowner. It's an unusual definition of what's poor and rich. Doesn't mean poor and rich in terms of what they own money. This is Rabbi Huda's opinion. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Echad aniyim v'echad ashirim. After the oichle machar beer, after the time of beer, when you have to get it out of your house, everyone can eat it. A landowner, the owner himself of the land, and other people can eat it, both rich and poor. In other words, once he's made it hafker, and announced that it's free for all, then he, as a balabais himself, can come and collect from their fruits like any other people who are not a landowner. Rabbi Yossi learns, the Pasuk says, V'ochlu evyonei amecha. He learns to read it not as the poor of your people shall eat from it, but the poor and your people, Avyone and also Amecha, can eat from it. And that is the Halacha. The Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. And the Ramban Paskin is like Rabbi Yossi as well, except that he learns beer different to Ramban. The Rambam learns that beer means no one can eat it. Has to get rid of it, destroy it. So he says, Echad Anim v'Echad Ashirim ein oichel mechar beer. Both cannot eat after the beer. Completely different, the opposite of the Ramban. Mishnah Tess. A person who had Shmita produce that he got Beirusha as an inheritance from a relative, or they were given to him as a present. And these fruits, now there's two ways of learning our Mishnah. One is that the fruits were collected beheter. The fruits that were collected were done properly. No Aveira done with them. They were made Hefker, and now they've come with Yerusha. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, yinosnu lo oichlehen. Give it to other people to eat. Don't eat it yourself. You were yorish hundreds of fruits or whatever. Don't eat it yourself. Give it to others to eat from them, and they will eat from you. Why? The reason for Rabbi Yossi is, Rabbi Eliezer, that he says this, is because we don't want him to say thank you. We don't want him to be machzik toiva for the person who gave him a Yerusha, or gave him as a present. Rabbi Eliezer holds like Beis Shammai that you're not allowed to eat fruits of Shmitah with saying thank you. The Torah made it Hafker. You don't go and say thank you for letting me into your field. Thank you. It's not his. Not allowed to do a Torah. Not even talking about paying. Just talking about even to say thank you. V'chachamim oimrim, the chachamim say, ein hachote nizkar, a sinner should not make a profit of his sin. What does that mean? The chachamim hold, they say to Rabbi Eliezer, according to our opinion, he is allowed to eat the fruits himself. He doesn't have to share it and give it to other people. Because Rabbi Eliezer holds like, we hold, the chachamim hold, that like Beis Hillel, that you can eat Shemitah produce, whether you say thank you or whether you don't say thank you. But your opinion, they're saying, you, Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that you can't eat fruits when you're saying thank you for Shemitah, if you say that other people can eat with him, there'll be a chayta niska, there'll be the sinner will profit. Elo, rather, what should happen? No one should eat from it. What you do is you sell it to other people. You don't eat it from it all. And you give the value of the fruits to other people. So therefore, you're not saying thank you to anybody. That's how the Rambam learns, according to the Rishalmi. The Rambam is learning that we're talking about the Shit of Rabbi Yochanan, that the fruits of Shemitah here were of Heter. There was no Aveira done with them. However, other Meforshim find this difficult. They find this pshat quite difficult. What does it mean? Ein hachote nizker. The sinner does not profit. It's not explained really well. And the expression lo'echleyan seems to be to who normally gets to eat it without beer. There is another opinion. Not Rabbi Yochanan, but Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish learns that we're talking about fruits that an avera was done with them. What does that mean? That the giver of the fruits, or the one, the relative who had these fruits, who gave it as a Yerusha, did not fulfill the mitzvah of beer. He did not do mafkir, he was not mafkir them as he should have when the time of beer comes. He kept it for himself. Now, had the fruits been here, they would have been also for everybody. But since he gave them as matana, he gave them down to the next generation as a Yerusha or a matana, well, the recipient, the Yoresh, or the Mekabel Matana, why should they be penalized? They didn't do an Avera. It was their father or the previous people who gave it to them they did the Avera. But nevertheless, despite that, they still have to do the mitzvah of beer. And therefore, says Reish Lakish, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer says, Yinosnu lo'ichlein means give it to everybody as you do Bishas beer. And even you yourself can eat from it. And we're not worried about being machzik tova and saying thank you to the Moshe Nosson. Why? Because Rabbi Eliezer holds, you're not allowed to eat fruits when you say thank you. And therefore, we're still not worried about it. We're not worried that he'll come to say thank you. The Chachamim, however, hold, if you allow fruits to be given out like you normally do in beer time, just giving it out and then coming back and taking it, we are worried that you'll give thanks. The person who's received it will thank you, will hold good stead the Moirish or the Noisen, because the Chachamim hold that you're allowed to. The Chachamim, in fact, hold that you're allowed to eat fruits betoiva. And therefore, according to them, the Chacham hold that the Choyta, the sinner, will profit, because by giving, by holding this, saying thank you, that is hana, that's giving benefit to the person who originally passed down these fruits as Yerusha. And he's the sinner. Why should he get thank you? And the Chacham said, we are so concerned about people saying thank you and giving him credit, we don't want him to get any credit. He didn't have error, the father or the person who gave the fruits. Rather, the fruits themselves should be sold. The money, the value of it should be divided among all other people. Give the money away. And when you give the money, the proceeds of the sale, less likely that they're going to give credit to the person who originally gave the fruits. There are a number of different ways I've learned this Mishnah. It's rather difficult, but these are this is Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan in the Yerushalmi. Other people learn Reish Lakish in different ways. As to whether we're talking about, and again, the machlokes is whether we're talking about fruits of Heter or fruits of Avera, like Reish Lakish. Finally, the Mishnah says, Ha'oichel me'isas shvi'is ad shlehum rachalosa. A person who eats from the dough of Shemitah. He eats a dough that's made out of the produce of Shemitah. Before the challah was taken away. which is not right. You're meant to take give challah to the kohen first. Chayiv misa, says the Mishnah, the person is chayiv misa by heaven in Bedei Shemaim. Like he ate, just like a person who eats challah on purpose. Challah is that portion that normally is separated and given to the kohen. Our Mishnah wants to tell us here that even though the fruits of Shemitah are exempt from Maisos, you don't have to take Maisos, but the dough of Shemitah, that's dough that's made out of the produce, that is chayiv in challah. Why is that the case? The Gemara Babli asks, why is it that the dough of Shemitah is chayiv in challah? Doesn't the Torah say la'ochla, v'lo l'sreipa? It's meant to be eaten, not to be burnt. And challah, when it becomes tamei, has to be burnt. And the Gemara answers that challah is different. With challah, it says the word l'doiroseichem throughout your generations. And that's mashma even in Shemitah. I feel a bit shvius.